Last Thursday, the Lansing School District and the city's teachers union reached a new 5-year contract agreement. The deal cuts 87 full-time equivalent positions in art, music, and physical education classes. You remember Friday we spoke with school board president Guillermo Lopez. He assured us that those particular curricula would continue in Lansing schools, but that the method of providing that instruction is going to be restructured. Now, after Mr. Lopez's interview aired, Current State's Kevin Lavery caught up with Patty Seidel. She's the president of the Lansing Schools Education Association, to hear the union's perspective on the deal. And Kevin joins me now in the studio to talk about that. How are you, Kevin?
I'm great. Good Monday to you, Mark.
Yeah, same to you. Mm-hmm. Refresh us on the main points of the school district new contract with the teachers.
As you just said, it's a 5-year contract that eliminates 87 full-time equivalent FTE positions. It's a 2-year salary freeze, plus it eliminates what are called step increases, which is essentially a salary progression scale for newer teachers. Really, the biggest issue, though, is that the teachers who normally have time to plan their courses and administrative tasks, that planning time is going away. The way it's worked for years is that the district would have teachers who specifically taught art, music, and physical education, while the classroom teachers had their planning time. Now those classroom teachers will not have that chunk of time and will be teaching those subjects themselves, but the district is going to add 8 or 10 professional consultants to help them accomplish that now.
And most of the program cuts are centered on the elementary schools, but Patty Seidel points out that those teachers aren't the only ones affected by this.
That's right. There's about 20% of classroom teachers in secondary education, of course that's grades 6 through 12, that will be cut. In those schools, both the core education teachers, math, science, English, and all those type subjects, and those who teach electives will be helping to teach the other ones that had been taught before, the art, music, and PE.
How do the teachers feel about this? Do they think they'll be able to cover all of these bases next school year?
Well, I did ask Patty Seidel if she felt that her staff or her members were being spread a little too thin. This is where she is really counting on the resilience of her membership. She says that she has ultimate faith, in her words, that the teachers will rally around this new contract. They'll do the best job they can. But make no mistake, it is going to be a real transition.
But absolutely, it's going to be a restructuring of their day. We're going to be calling on everyone in the building to help and support the teachers the best they can, and it'll be a changing of the culture of the school, changing how we do things, changing the time for which we do things. Given the percentage for the TA or the ratification was 80%, that to me says we're ready to rally around this and do the best job we can.
So these changes will take effect at the start of the 2013-14 school year, just 6 months away. What, if anything, are teachers doing now to prepare for these changes?
Well, Patty says the planning started a week ago. They're already on the ground running after the union had its first general membership meeting to vote on this contract. They are already talking among themselves about how they're going to be planning on teaching their classes and teams. The district has what's called a master schedule that the teachers follow. That's still being worked out. Obviously, as we said, we're 6 months away. As Patty Sato points out, let's say a school decides to offer, let's say, 10 sections of Spanish. One teacher might pick up 6 of these units, and they'll be paid a stipend for working those classes that they normally would have had as their planning time.
Okay.
Another teacher might take those remaining 4 sections. So all this will be worked out in the fall, but I am getting the sense from her that there really is some cohesion, camaraderie, and a sense that they are going to accomplish this together.
And did the district also make some concessions here that the teachers wanted?
Sort of. Patty says that this was an equal situation for both the district and the teachers. The crux of this issue had been that the board was looking to close a projected $11 million gap next year for the next fall. And here's how Patty explains that.
If we were to have the district solvent with the money they needed, but if we were to take it out of the paychecks of the members, that was going to be too egregious for us to ask all of those members to do. I mean, I was concerned, the bargaining team was concerned about the setback to our members globally for that. It would have been huge. So the concession was, no, we can't do that. We can't take those percentage cuts right now. My members are looking at their paychecks now, their net take home now, and it is less than what they were taking home in 2005, we couldn't ask them to take more cuts. They're paying more and more on their insurance, they're paying more on their retirement, and that's their net income that they get to pay their mortgage with, their car payments with, their groceries with, and try to tuck a little fund equity away for themselves for retirement down the road, college educations, letting their children participate in sports events, those kinds of things. So it wasn't doable. So the concessions were made in the classroom in terms of teacher planning time.
So with a 2-year pay freeze and eliminated step increases in salary, what position does this put the school district in terms of being competitive enough to attract new teaching staff in the future?
Well, that's kind of an unknown. Lansing schools, like every school district, are heavily dependent upon state funding. The legislature, as Patty notes, has cut about $1 billion in recent years from K-12 funding, about $6 million of that in the Lansing district. She says that has really devastated the Lansing School District, but she makes no mistake in saying or makes a clear point that that's really the reason that this new contract came to be written as it was.
Everybody needs to take note as to why this is happening. It's not happening because the school board's been inept. It's not happening because the administration's been inept or the teachers. This is a direct impact by the legislature to not fund K-12 education. So we need to, when we start pointing fingers, we need to make sure that we're pointing them in the right direction.
So Patty is certainly putting the blame on this, on the state for the funding situation. But again, her focus, as she is adamant about, is that she wants to give her membership all the support she can. The teachers seem to be very on board with rallying around the contract, and they want to make sure that the district administration is backing them up too. So they are going to be doing the best of what they have now for the foreseeable future, Mark.
Excellent recap. Kevin Lavery, thanks very much.
Thank you.